At the Republican convention, Colville incumbent Mel Brown, the representative for District 53, had two challengers, but he won the nomination with 63% of the delegate vote. John Zimmerman of Wanship got 10%, and Blaine Hone from Morgan County got 27%. Representative Cred Powell, whose District 54 includes Park City, got 67% and turned back challenger Wilder Smith, who had 32%. State Senator Kevin Van Tassel won the nomination for his District 26, which includes the Park City area. He got 70%, beating challenger Susan Horatz. The convention results mean that in Summit County, Republicans will not have any primary races on June 24th. The only contest for local Democrats will be for county auditor, with Alex Batwinski and Michael Howard competing for the nomination. They split the vote 50-50 at the county's Democratic convention. Local Democrat Sherrod Lynn Wright reported that Donna McAleer defeated Ogden physician Peter Clemens for the nomination. She won on the second ballot at the convention.
She came two votes short of getting to the primary out of over about 400 votes cast on the first ballot. And by our bylaws, if you get to 57% in the first round, you have a second round of voting just to see if you can avoid a primary. And she got to 66% in the second round. A lot of people realized that it wasn't really going to be productive to have a primary, particularly against an entrenched incumbent.
We asked Republican Chair Taladere if Rob Bishop will appear for some debates with his challenger.
I've talked to Rob. If his schedule in Washington will allow, then he would like to do that.
I haven't been very successful.
I would say
in the
he dodged Donna 2 years ago.
Yeah,
they had one fairly not well publicized debate late last year, and he ducked Donna for virtually the entire campaign.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
Wright said he believes that McAleer, making her second effort at the Utah 1st congressional seat, has a chance running against an entrenched incumbent.
I'll say that Utah has a lot of hidden votes out there for Democrats. Our job is to get the lazy Democrats out, and we're going to create some surprises this year. On the state level, we have 8 targeted races in the legislature that we think we can take this year. 4 of them, I think, are going to be slam dunk easy races. We lost them by small margins in Salt Lake County last year. The other 4, 2 in Weber County, my race in House District 54 and 69, if we get the generally non-participating Democratic vote out in November, we're going to win those races.
Wright will himself be running against an incumbent Republican, Cred Powell. He said again, turnout for the Democrats will be key.
I've identified several thousand people who we believe will vote Democrat, but probably will not vote unless I make some major effort to get them out. And that's going to be my job over the next 6-plus months. I know who they are. I'm going to be starting right away to bring them to events, knock on doors, and make sure they came out and understand this is an important race. If we don't start to create a two-party state here, we're going to get more swallows in the future.
Wright said the most important vote for his party this year is to place a Democrat in the attorney general's seat. Taladere, meanwhile, said he thinks the GOP nominee and current Attorney General Sean Reyes will do well.
People really like Sean. He has really taken over and did what he had to do at the Attorney General's office as far as making audits and coming over a difficult situation. He's got the office back in control.
Finally, Wright said Democrats at their convention voted to elect a new state party chair.
Of course, we had a state party chair resignation for health reasons from Jim DeBacchus, and we had a race between Peter Kroon, former Salt Lake County mayor and gubernatorial candidate, and Richard Davis, a professor from BYU, and Peter Kroon is our new party Democratic chair. He won with 68% of the vote.
County Democratic Chair Glenn Wright, along with County Republican Chairman Taladere. For KPCW, I'm Rick Baroff.